Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
7-0 and 7-0 game.
Here are David Basil.
Joy Chestnut is back.
Roger Scott.
Both of them have passed. One by his own hand.
Justin Moore.
How big old boy are you?
Yeah, you stupid son of a bitch.
I'll tell you. and that's the reason I found so many of these things. Where is it? Here's one. Here's another one. Right here.
And they get to go to a softball game, and one night, either Friday or Saturday, you know, in the course of them playing the tournament. So it's kind of neat for the girls. And usually the softball, the Razorbacks, the softball team, they're really good about coming out and signing autographs and doing all that after the game. So it's
I'm sorry,
kind of
Justin.
Josh, is there any reason we have that the volume's so high that we can't hear Justin?
Justin, here's Justin right here.
Y'all catch what I said?
No, you were like this. You were going, so what I was talking about, I was going
to have to... Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Justin Moore, coming up, we'll do a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. And the hint is...
I tell you what, there was... Or the hint would be, I don't want to give it away
if
or anything like that.
Sometimes when you watch Razorback football this season, you look like you would probably.
Yeah, you probably do. Now, listen, I've
you
gotten
would need a drink.
If you're like me, you've gotten in trouble with your wife so many times that you see her and she looks at you like you need a drink. just so you can,
That's coming up. Let's bring in our man, the Gold Jacket Hall of Famer, All American from the Razorbacks.
Josh, are we talking about Dan Hampton now?
We're talking about Dan Hampton now.
Holy
we got him.
Crap.
It's Friday. It's Friday, 7 o'clock.
Dude,
It's now time to talk to former Razorback and NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. Dan Hampton on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank, strength is no accident. You work hard for your money. Keep it secure at Centennial Bank. Member FDIC. Live from Chicago, Dan Hampton.
Well, Dan, it's taken 24 years, but the Canes are back in the national championship game. How about that?
And my goodness, they deserve it. You know, they kept coming back. Give all Ole Miss a lot of credit.
Yep.
The game was a lot better than I really thought it was going to be. A kind of a defensive struggle. Miami's defense has been really good, but hey, Ole Miss had one hell of a year without a coach. That's pretty good.
Sure did. So Miami's back. They obviously get to play at home for the national championship next week after next. Then tonight you got Indiana and Oregon. And I don't think many people, even though the line's pretty close, I think most people are expecting Indiana to win this game. Would you agree?
Well, and you know what? At some point you got to start thinking, okay, how long can Indiana stop?
Yeah,
they're the only undefeated team left in the nation. Obviously, they went out there a couple of months ago as a 7-point underdog and won by 10. Obviously, rematches always favor the loser. I think it's going to be a white knuckler, much like what we saw last night. Yeah, I think Indiana wins, but you got to give Oregon a puncher's chance. They've got some really talented, skilled players. One thing is, I don't think people realize how physical the Indiana offensive defensive line is. That's probably going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, they are well coached bunch. Cignetti learned a lot from his time with Nick Saban, and they're very disciplined. And of course, Dan Lanning, a Broyles Award finalist from a few years ago, he's an excellent coach too. I think it'll be a good game. Tell you the great thing about this, Dan, you got 5 nights of great football or 5 days of great football. You got that game tonight, and then you got the NFL playoffs, wild card playoffs, and there's some really great games there as well. I mean, crap, you got Saturday, you got the Rams at Carolina, Green Bay at Chicago, which I would imagine, you're there in Chicago, the city's pretty fired up about that one.
And you know what? Obviously, being a around the city a long time. You know, we've had a long stretch of desperate teams that have tried to be relevant. The last thing that kind of reminds you of it is the game that was played 7 years ago, the double doink, when the Bears kicker Cody Parkey hit the left upright and went over and hit the right upright and was rejected on a last second field goal to win the game against the Eagles. The Eagles went on and won the Super Bowl. However, the last 7 years the Bears have been just awful, but this year with the new coach Ben Johnson, it's been a revelation. He has really re-energized the Chicago Bears fan base, and what is better than playing Green Bay three times in 1 year? It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, playoff game, the Green Bay in Chicago, at Chicago. What's the weather going to be like this weekend, Dan, in Chicago?
Well, this week the weather's been good, but it's going to hell tomorrow. It's supposed to be 35-mile-an-hour wind.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, one of those backdrops that everybody will remember for a long, long time.
Nice. We're talking to Dan Hanson, brought to you by Centennial Bank. We were just also talking about Buffalo at Jacksonville. You know, time sort of running out, it feels like, with Josh Allen and this group of Buffalo Bills. And now you go to a red-hot Jacksonville team, you know, at their place at noon on Sunday. How do you feel about that game?
You know, everybody has always said, you know, Josh Allen, really good player, but he's got to deal with Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow every year. Well, none of those guys and their teams are in the playoffs. So you would think this is, the green light special for him. And they have to go to Jacksonville and play one of the hottest teams in football. You know, the thing about it is, everybody wants to talk about old quarterbacks and they're the most important part of any football team and yada, yada. Well, think about this. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, they didn't even make the playoffs. And then you got guys like Stafford and, Jordan Love and the Goff, the kid over in Detroit. They didn't even win their division. So, the quarterback means everything. And that's one reason why I like the Jags. Right now, Trevor Lawrence has been as hot as any quarterback in football, and they lead all NFL teams in point differential with 157. And they went into Denver. Everybody thinks Denver, the number one seed and all that. Well, they went in a couple of weeks ago and just broke them. So, hey, Buffalo is going to have a hard time getting out of Jacksonville with the win, I think.
The game I'm looking forward to, I just think two great teams, red-hot San Francisco at Philly, 3:30 on Sunday.
4-1. Everybody was counting the Eagles out a month ago, but through the month of December, going into last week's meaningless game where they rested a lot of starters, we'll talk about that for a second. The Eagle defense in the month of December was averaging giving up 1 point per opponent drive. That's incredible. You get 6, 7, 8 points, a game.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
And the long and short of it is Jalen Hurts has really struggled at times this year. Everybody says he's bad in the red zone. He doesn't want to scramble anymore. Well, it's playoff time. And I think this team has the ability. Everybody always says you can't flip a switch. I don't know. This team may have the ability to do it. They're going to be salty, and I think that San Francisco's defense, the Bears went up and down the field on them a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, when you try to compare these two teams' defense, it's not even close. Philadelphia is so much better.
This summer, Dan, you remember we were at Terry Bradshaw's Quarter Horse Ranch, and when he made the famous quote about when I asked him, I said, "What do you think about Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Steelers?" And he said he can go eat bark, speak to his gods, and that got about 40 million hits all over the country. And lo and behold, look at here, Rodgers and the Steelers are in the playoffs.
Unbelievable. And somehow, some way, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll tell you, found a way to win 10 games this year with maybe the worst talent in the division. And at some point, you got to tip the cap to Mike Tomlin being able to keep this bunch together when all was, you know, kind of jumping off the ship and trying to abandon them. But somehow, some way, you know, and don't forget, DJ Metcalf was missing the last 2 weeks, and they found a way to make it happen without it. So I think Pittsburgh is going to give Houston more than you think, because somehow, you know, a lot of times, you know, experience in the playoffs is a big factor. And even though C.J. Stroud had kind of finished the season in a better place, Houston started the year 0-3, and there's a big reason why. He was awful. Stroud was really bad, and I think the Pittsburgh pass rush against his very, very poor offensive line will be the deciding factor. So every one of these games, I can make a case for either team to win. For instance, let's talk about Justin Herbert going and playing against Drake May and the New England Patriots. Everybody, you know, knows that Drake May had a magical season. He's the number one quarterback in ERA, YPA, QBR, FBI, PPA, any,
yes,
all of that crap. And yet, I'm not quite sure that he will be able to, you know, to bring that kind of performance to a playoff game. The thing about the Chargers, we know that Justin Herbert is capable. He's 0-2 in the playoffs. He had 4 interceptions in last year's playoff game, so he wants to bounce back. But the thing is, the Charger defense has held 9 of the last 10 teams they played under 20 points. If they hold them under 20 points, they have great points.
Dan Hampton is brought to you by Centennial Bank. Dan, have you been keeping up at all? I know you're watching NFL right now, but Razorback signing a lot of players here in the last couple of days in the transfer portal. I think we're ranked, you know, these rankings, I think we're top 10. Do you pay attention at all at this point, or do you just sort of wait and see? Hey, we'll see you in spring. Let's see how you do in spring. Let's see how you look. Because we've been told this before in past couple of the last transfer portal classes that they've been ranked or whatever, and it hasn't shown up during the season. Where do you stand on that?
And obviously, it doesn't hurt. At some point,
right,
you got to think, okay, if somebody else is impressed with the talented players that we have attracted, well, that's great. Now, will that, you know, translate into wins? Well, you would think it would, because obviously, you know, there's so many different scouting and rating services today. But the one thing that I think is really, really important is it makes the Razorbacks relevant. You know, and I know, nobody in the world wants to go to Rice. Nobody in the world wants to go play at, you know, in East State. But if your name is out there and it's attracting a lot of, you know, attention and players, the players want to know what's going on. How can I fit in? What about me? And so I think the whole thing, it's one of those deals where, hey, everybody wants to be where it's happening. And right now it looks like the Razorbacks have kind of got their hand in the game, and they're happening.
You know, if could you imagine? I don't know if you heard about it, Dan, but Brendan Sorsby, who was the top ranked quarterback in the transfer portal rankings, apparently has signed with Texas Tech for $5 million, which a big comparison. Everybody's throwing out that Shedeur Sanders' 4-year rookie contract was less than that. Would you ever believe, Dan Hampton, when you were playing football for the Razorbacks, that there would be a day that a quarterback in college would get $5 million to play the game of college football?
It's out of control. And here's the thing. On one hand, you say, okay, that's great that the players are actually, you know, partaking in a part of the big, you know, fanfare of the game and the television contracts, all that. That's good and fine. But this thing, it's the genie in the bottle. It's out now, and how are they going to put it back in? And it won't be long. Well, backup offensive linemen will be expecting a big contract.
Yeah.
You know and I know.
Yeah.
It's non-sustainable. You know, everybody loves that word, non-sustainable. Well, guess what? This is non-sustainable. There needs to be a bunch of adults stand up and get control of this. And if they could put it into a very simple regimented, like almost like the rookie pay scale in the NFL. It's slotted where you are, you know, drafted, etc. You could do the same thing. You could slot people on a team, and you wouldn't have to go through all this craziness of paying a kid $5 million. Who knows if he can even, figure out how to get on the field.
Well,
it's got to be dealt with, and they keep kicking the can down the road. Board. Does the NC2A need some adults in the room or what?
Roger, what do you think if you had right now, if we could do some kind of a multiverse deal where, all right, ladies and gentlemen, in the transfer portal right now is Dan Hampton, and the Razorbacks could sign him. How much do you think Arkansas?
And we're talking about 60-year-old Dan Hampton.
Dan Hampton was senior in college. You go, oh my gosh, Dan Hampton has gone to the transfer portal.
What we know now, I mean,
Quincy Rhodes,
he's in the transfer portal. We've seen him play. Yes,
that's right. Yes.
$2.5 million.
Yeah, Quincy Rhodes, supposedly Dan. Who played, defensive line this year, is making $1 million.
Yeah.
So what would Dan Hampton?
2.5.
Yeah.
2.5.
Yeah, Quincy Rhodes, right. a good kid, and had some...
A car and a condo. Exactly. And a gas card.
That would be fun to imagine,
yes.
Dan.
Well, I would have played for free, but they would have had to pay me the price.
What was your signing bonus? Nice. I don't know. Sure we've asked you. What was your signing bonus or your first contract, Dan?
Well, I was the fourth guy taken in the first round, right? I was happy to get the money that I got, but my rookie salary was $60,000.
That's $1979.
What would that be today?
Let me go look it up.
Go ahead.
You could figure probably about multiply it times five, something like that. But still, today, Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Bears, is in the second year, and I think his contract is averaging something like $13 million a year as a rookie. It's crazy. And you know what? Unfortunately, this is a kind of a cautionary tale. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah. I went through two strikes that were so disruptive to, not only our football team, but the NFL. And that is what has enabled these players to make the kind of money that they're making. And trust me, they don't care. They could care less about, the players that went before. It's all about them now.
Sure,
so
sure.
It'll be, again. The same thing with this, who would have ever thunk the transfer portal? I remember when I played, if somebody transferred, there was a big reason why. They were either a bum or they got caught with some coach's wife or something. So, hey, somebody looked cross-eyed at me in a meeting, I'm leaving.
Right?
Hey, in 1979, just going by what this shows me, $60,000 had the same buying power as today, which is still crazy for Dan. $268,000.
He almost got it.
Absolutely.
Last thing before we let you go, thanks to Centennial Bank again for sponsoring Dan. Today's the birthday of the late Robert Newhouse, who. Those of us who love the Cowboys back in the day, we remember him. Now, he was on, when you came into the league, I think he finished his last year was 83, so you got to play against him, I guess, for a few years. But
number 44, right?
Yeah, 44 with the neck roll, big old thighs. What do you remember about him? Only about 5'9", 5'10"?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he they had Tony Dorsett, he was the most effective running out of the eye with the fullback.
Yeah.
Robert Newhouse was a good player. Cowboys there at that moment in time, they were looked at as you know, the team everybody wanted to be like. So, obviously, you got guys like Newhouse. Every coach in every NFL city was looking for their version of Robert Newhouse.
He was
a great player.
But listen, he had a fullback with a neck roll.
Yeah.
And I think Matt Sui, is it Matt Sui that played for the Bears that had a neck roll too? Matt Sui?
Yeah, Matt Sui, bless his heart. You don't know where he's parked his car now.
Yeah, it's you don't see. I don't think Roger, the guy you just mentioned. I don't think he wore a neck roll, but he was a big all time. He's a big fullback.
Did Riggins wore one, right?
Riggins wore a neck roll.
Zonka?
Zonka might have worn a neck roll, maybe. Okay. I can't remember. Right. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Zonka, and he put it on you, boy.
Oh, man.
He would bring it.
Oh, Dan, we were talking, looking at Phil, man, with that. What do you call it, Roger? The little thing?
The little hook on the front of that helmet. I don't know what that was for.
So funny. I think it was Gary Adams, who was a DB at Arkansas, who had the interception record before Atwater broke it. It was telling the story at the touchdown club about Zonka. He broke through the secondary. He would look up DBs to run over. And he said he saw Gary. He looked up Gary Adams and went out of his way. He could have ran away, but no, he went at Adams.
Wow.
And he said it was like a Volkswagen hitting him. He said, ran him over. Oh, my God.
Ford over a rooster.
Yes. Well, Dan, it's going to be a fun weekend of games. Enjoy it. Good luck to your Bears, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, real quick at the trough. I got to tell you, everybody thinks that the Rams have given away too many points with 10. I think the Rams run Carolina out of there. Remember, a month ago, the Rams went into Carolina. Stafford, who should be the MVP this year, threw three interceptions, and they lost. The Rams want to settle the score. I love the Rams minus 10.
I like the lock.
I like the trough.
All right, Dan. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
You know, speaking of the Rams, shout out to some of the folks that came by. Craig Outwood, they came by trivia last night. They started playing again since it's wintertime and all that. Great to see Craig there. And Joshua Kelly, who's a Ram fan. We see Josh there, he and his wife, and they sit with Pellegrino and Jimmy and Ginger Kuhn sometimes. But anyway, he's a Rams fan, and he's still there.
I see Justin Moore's on with us. Hey, JM, I didn't even see you hopped on at about 7:15. My bad. Yeah. So, you there?
Yeah. Hey, gang. What's up, guys?
Yeah, how about Dan Hatch? Think about that, y'all.
That was good. I was enjoying listening.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I had a question for him, but I didn't want to jump in without you guys knowing.
You're cool. Hey, how about that $60,000?
Get the trough.
Yeah. But think about this. I know it's a different time, but still, you got. If you're Dan Hatch, think about that. He's going, wow, a dude just signed $5 million deal to go play college.
I'm sure it's hard for you to somebody who played. Because it's a different sport, but to you, it's still football.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see it differently.
Yeah.
To kind of compartmentalize. Hey, it's a different run sport now. It's still the same sport proper.
Yeah.
I guess.
Crazy, man.
I mean, $5 million.
but it does make sense.
Here's what's that, Josh?
It makes sense. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it makes sense.
I don't. I have no idea.
It's what's happening. I'm not sure if it's the right way to do it.
Here's what's going to happen, in my opinion, is these boosters, as these kids either don't live up to their expectations or they transfer the following year or they sit out of the bowl game or whatever the case may be, they're going to be like, I'm done. No more.
Yeah.
Not giving you anymore.
One said that the other day. I mean,
Colorado did said it.
That's what it was.
He's mad about it. I think for me, Tech just paid $7 million their defensive line, and then their offense totally no-showed in a playoff game. They plan on keep spending money. I mean, $5 million kind of makes sense for them.
Well, they got a billionaire that's willing to spend the money.
Yeah. What I'm saying is if they continue not to win the championship, That money's going to dry up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the question is
they're just going to be whoever the big money guy is going
to
be
tired of giving money. Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's enough. Yeah. I mean, because you're literally lighting money on fire.
Yeah, you're giving away your money. I mean, you're right. Yeah. Every year. All right, do not go away. We'll come back. Don't forget, we got a Justin Moore Finish the Lyric coming up. We got RJ Hawk coming by. We got Danny West will give us the latest update on all the transfer portal news. And then Heather Baker as well. So do not go away. 7:30.
What's that sound?
Arkansas Municipal Equipment presents Coach Nolan Richardson when he joins Drive Time Sports every week with Rollin' with Nolan. Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Bowen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find them online at ametrucks.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Razorbacks take the court this weekend looking for a 3-0 start in Southeastern Conference play. They'll take on the Auburn Tigers on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. You can catch the game right here on 103.7 The Buzz. And following the game, it's the Bet Saracen Arkansas Basketball postgame show with Wes Moore and myself, Josh Neighbors, live from Walk-Ons in West Little Rock. It'll be the first matchup between Stephen Pearl, the son of Bruce Pearl, and Coach Cal. And last night, Central Arkansas fell in overtime against Bellarmine. It was 84-78 game where Ty Robinson scored 24 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in a losing effort. And then last night in the OVC, Little Rock got another win. They moved to 3-2 in Ohio Valley Conference play as they beat SIU Edwardsville 73-70 on the road. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A little cooler today with a high temperature of 65 degrees, a mostly cloudy day. Tonight, a chance of rain showers returns. It's a 50% chance of rain tonight, down to 47 degrees by tomorrow morning. But our Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high of 56. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we'll look back at the Ole Miss-Miami game. Plus, Lee Sterling will join us at 1:30. Get his pick for Oregon and Indiana, plus the NFL playoffs. Lee Sterling, 1:30. Steve Sullivan at 2:10. We'll get his thoughts on Arkansas-Auburn, big SEC game Saturday at 5 o'clock. Plus, we have Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, and Joe and I will make our picks. Be sure to join us Friday for Out of Bounds.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Your boating experience begins this weekend at the 44th Annual Arkansas Marine Expo, Arkansas's premier boat show at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. All dealers will be on hand selling new 2026 boats at special discount show prices. Win a new $12,000 Yamaha Blaster personal watercraft, courtesy of Bradford Marine and ATV. $10 for adults, children 12 and under, free. Don't miss Arkansas's premier boat show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. Another Denton and Griffey attraction.
Hey, it's David. David Basel for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basel sent you.
Ready for action? Your Little Rock Trojans are turning up the heat. Be there when the Trojans take the floor at the Jack Stevens Center on January 15th as the women take on Eastern Illinois at 5 o'clock and the men at 7. Every play, every shot, it's the hottest game in town. Get tickets today. Single game tickets and multi-game ticket packs are available at LRTrojans.com. Don't miss out on the action. Get your tickets now at LRTrojans.com.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm R.J. Hawk, and you've been slammed on 103.7 The Buzz and 103.7TheBuzz.com.
Oh, yeah.
How about that voice from the past?
Boy, that was old.
Speaking of old, 1984, Justin, the 1984 album came out on this day in 1984. This was a monster hit for Van Halen, monster hit album, multiple number one songs. This is Hot for Teacher Raj.
Yeah.
This is jam right here.
Bop-a-doom, bop-a-doom, bop-a-doom.
This is when MTV videos were just blasting off. Listen to this guitar. Remember the girl in the video? Hello.
I really never watched a lot of their videos. Yeah. Never did. Was not a big video guy at
Who?
That time.
Van Halen. This was Hot for Teacher.
I'll have to go back and look at it now.
I'm like Raj. Like, unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Van Halen fan.
No, I like Van Halen. I just didn't watch a video. I didn't know the video.
This Justin, this album was so big. Again, you got
to
remember,
it takes too long to get to the hook.
Well, and not a huge fan, Justin. I understand. Yeah, same here. Not a huge fan,
but I don't.
Well, you know what today is, don't you? You know what today is, don't you, Justin?
I don't.
It's the day after Elvis's birthday, so we've got a lot of stuff to do.
People are going to lose their minds
over
this. But
they did.
I don't like Eddie's playing.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Is this a bit?
That's not.
Is this a bit you're
that's
doing?
That's not only unpopular. No, I'm telling you right now, like, we're doing a wellness check.
He noodles too much. Like,
I don't know what that means.
I just don't think it's tasteful. I just think it's just new.
You think he's overrated as a guitar player?
I
think he's a fantastic guitar player.
Yeah.
I just don't like the way it sounds.
Yeah, I will say this.
Like,
yeah.
I don't find it to be tasteful. If that makes any sense.
It does not.
I don't understand. I will say this, Justin.
I think he tries to play as many notes as he possibly can.
Right. I understand that.
By
the way, too,
another great
birthday today, rock and roll, is Roger, did you see it? It was, where is it at? Jimmy Page. Yeah. Of Led Zeppelin, another big name. But I'll just tell you, 1984, y'all, when I was in college in Fayetteville, this album came out, and this was when MTV was really starting to flex its muscles video-wise. This was everywhere. And David Lee Roth was the front man.
They were huge.
Yeah. R.J. Hawk joins us. Good morning, R.J.
What up, boys?
How are you?
What up,
Hawkins? What's up, R.J.?
Bring him in official.
A man of many talents. Play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk. Presented by Natural State Wholesale. Proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Got a chance to spend some time, R.J. and Justin, with Don and Drew at his new little barn dominium out there in West Cabot.
So
really cool.
I actually saw them yesterday, and JM talked to Don last week, and they want Justin and I to go sit in the duck blind and shoot ducks while we're on the air doing the segment. And I said, I don't know if we can do that, but I said we might be able to.
Just
I'm
it.
In.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Hey, I do got to say this, too, real quick. I spent the day at Oakline yesterday for the two things, the Brewers Award prep and then hanging out with Roger last night at Trivia, which was a monster crowd last night.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Got a chance to see Wayne Smith, but the RJ, so this is what I love about what we do. You can go ahead and turn that down, Roger.
I'm sorry.
That's right. This is what I love about what we do, guys. And so I'm sitting up at the bar. We've already finished our meetings, and I'm waiting to see Wayne Smith, which always great to see Wayne. So I'm sitting at the bar in Silks, and I'm working on my computer. Justin Moore calls me, and Justin, we start having this conversation and about some of the things he's been...
FaceTime.
So I'm not paying attention to who's around me. So we get to talking about, you know, U of A or Hunter Yurecek or different things, just, you know.
And you don't have AirPods, do you?
No.
Everybody can hear it.
And I think before that, I was on the phone with somebody, and we're talking about Terry Bradshaw. I don't think I had the conversation with you about that. So anyway, Justin, I looked to my left, Roger, and there was a gentleman standing there. He said, man, he said, I just got to tell you how much fun it's been to sit here and listen to you. He said, I listen to the show every day, 6 o'clock in the morning. My name is Tracy Weaver. I went to Prattsville High School. I work for Edwards HVAC. The owner of
went to Prattsville.
Yeah, here's the crazy thing. He goes on to say, he said,
that's right next to Poen.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like five miles.
Yeah, so he said, the owner of Edwards HVAC is Anthony Edwards. He said, happens to be, I think, one of Justin's best friends.
And the actor who played Goose. In Top Gun.
And he said Anthony Edwards was in your video, Small Town USA, Justin. I guess you put him in that. And he said,
yeah, he was.
So
yeah.
Then Justin goes on to tell me, he said, Justin, you tell the stories that Anthony had your back at one of the last fist fights you got in Nashville, right?
Yeah, so Anthony and I are, we've been friends for, 25 years, whatever it's been. Really, really good person, good guy. So he and a couple other buddies of mine had came to Nashville when I lived there, even before Kate moved there. So I'm probably, I don't know, I'm probably 21 at the time, maybe, or something like that. And he's a year younger than me, but yeah, so one of our buddies got in a fight because he got too drunk and all this stuff. And so we were trying to basically just get him out of there without him getting arrested. And he beat the fire out of some guy. And so, but some guy was going to try to sucker punch this friend that I'm talking about. And so I'm going after him. Some guy's about to sucker punch me, which I don't know, like in the back of the head, and Anthony crow hops the guy and just just smokes him.
That's awesome.
Listen, he was about to smoke me, but yeah, he had
your back, didn't he, Justin? Roger, let me tell you. Hey, Roger, I had somebody getting ready, would you crow hop and take care of somebody getting ready to hit me from behind?
You damn right I would.
Yeah, that's it. RJ, if we were in the bar together,
I got you,
are
boys.
We all in each other?
I got you, boys. I'm going to jail for both of you.
I would trust all you guys.
Only if you guys put me in the next music video. Only if you guys put me in the next music video.
What's the quote you always say in the
whose
movie?
Whose car are we taking?
Yeah, whose car are we taking? He said, I need you. What does he say? What is the...
He said, I'm paraphrasing. I need you to... Josh, if you have it, I need you to go with me. We're going to hurt some people. You can't ask me about it anytime soon or anytime later. Whose car are we taking?
Yeah.
Like that. Josh, play it.
I've not been in a piss fight since then, thank God. I hope I'm never in another one.
But what was so weird about that is that here's this guy sitting next to me.
There's a place called Graham. It doesn't exist anymore. It's called Graham Central Station.
Oh, I know where that's at. I know where that's at.
I think it was on 2nd Avenue.
Yeah, right there on the main drag. Yeah, you betcha.
I've been there, too.
I think I know where that's at.
Four-story
club.
Right off the main drag there, if memory serves me right.
Is it by the Batman building?
But I love the fact that, though, this nice gentleman who listens to the show every day, he's hearing me talk about Terry Bradshaw, he's hearing me talk about my man, then Justin Moore, and then there's a connection. this connection. He was pretty cool. He was very nice. What did you think of the game last night? Great game?
Man, it was a great game. Yeah. I think that, I don't know if this is taboo to say, but I was kind of pulling for Ole Miss last night.
I think a lot of people are tired of Miami. They don't like Miami.
Well, I think I'm more pulling for Ole Miss just because of the whole Lane Kiffin leaving. Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to see Golding, you know, be able to take him to the national championship as interim coach.
It came close. They had a chance.
I think that's why I was pulling for him. I really like the Chambliss kid. His story from going from D2 Ferris State to now potentially playing in the national championship at the highest classification. I just thought, you know, there were so many storylines. So I was kind of pulling for them. But then if you look at the Miami thing, how long has it been since they've been in the
2001.
You know, and you've got that. And then I was telling you before we went on, the fun thing for me to do after anytime Miami wins is go and watch Michael Irvin on social media.
I know. He puts on the show.
It is
good
awesome.
Lord have mercy. You like that because he was a Cowboy. Yeah. What do you think, Justin, of the game?
I thought it was a great game.
Yep.
First and foremost. And I love you, RJ, but I could not be more opposite.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
I absolutely despise Ole Miss being good at football. They shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They should be a doormat like they've always been.
Yeah.
And so I hate them. I love the fact that Kiffin left them.
Justin, hold on a second. Justin, hold on. Let's do a throwback here.
While I'm on, if you're Ole Miss or LSU or Texas or Florida fan, do not call me. I mean, I despise the backup quarterback who got his feet underneath him against us.
Yeah, he started every year
with some team. Like, I love the fact that they got heartbroken last night. I was so nervous they were going to be.
Can I tell you? I thought they don't deserve it.
In my opinion,
I thought the game was over. I thought when they drove down there and went ahead, I thought, wow, they won this. I didn't think Miami had it in them to go the length of the field and score again, and they did. So. So tonight you got Indiana and Oregon.
Look, I admittedly I'm very petty.
I just got a text from Justin said I even hate the song the little thing in my crooked letter I crooked letter all that humpback humpback.
Yeah, and the hotty toddy whatever is so weird.
You know what? You know who was born in Mississippi?
Hey, you know what's
Elvis?
You know what's crazy? Just the fact that Ole Miss was there.
Yeah.
The fact that Ole Miss, and we haven't smelled, you know, success is so darn long. Yeah. It just.
But at the end of the day, I don't think any of it matters. I think Indiana is by far the best team, and they're going to win the whole thing.
You know, that's what I think, too. The line, the Oklahoma sports line, is only 4. Yeah. And you think, how's it? Of course, you know, they played each other tough.
Who did I say yesterday, Baz, was going to be in the championship?
I think you said Indiana.
Miami and Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Indiana's going to win.
I think that's the common.
Which is maybe the most bizarre thing
I know.
Of all time.
I know.
Indiana is going to win a national championship in football.
He's done that 2 years. He's done that two years.
I know. Hey, and by the way, have you watched his motivational speeches on Twitter?
So good.
Yeah. Oh, I could sit there and listen to him all day long.
Don't forget Danny West at 8:30. Apparently, Justin and RJ, we've talked about already on the show that we're doing pretty well in the transfer portal.
Silverfield's doing a great job.
I talked to Coach Silverfield yesterday.
Whoa! Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to hear what...
texted.
That's okay.
Talk.
That's all right. It sounds like it if you go by the
rankings. Are they in the top 10 now in transfer portal?
I think that's what somebody said. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, do not go away. It's 7:48.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All All right, real talk for a second. When I say I've got friends at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, I mean real friends, the kind who actually want to help you out, especially after the holidays. Because right now, Alcoa's New Year Auto Loan Special is no joke. Rates as low as 2.026%, no payments for 90 days, yeah, you got me right, and financing up to 84 months. That's breathing room. Buy new, refinancing what you're already driving. Either way, this could lower your monthly payment, and it works on 2024, 25, and 26 models. And becoming a member? Easy. Live, work, or worship, or go to school in one of 15 Central Arkansas counties, and you're in. Plus, membership comes with perks. A super low interest Visa Platinum card, Casasa free checking, ATM fees waived, home equity lines, and yes, the real Matt Jones helping you with your mortgage. Apply in minutes at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Get approved and start shopping. But hurry, this New Year special, it ends at the end of the month. That's my friends at Alcoa helping my friends, you.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. It's a new year, and we're kicking it off with an inventory blowout sale. We're taking up to $4,000 off 2025 inventory. Whether you've had your eye on it, been dreaming about it, or waiting for the perfect time, this is your moment. At HJ Trailer Sales, we pride ourselves on exceptional customer service and reliability. Kick off the year right, save big, and start fresh with up to $4,000 off 2025 inventory. Visit HJ Trailer Sales today off Albert Pike in Hot Springs or online at hjtrailersales.com.
If you need a new garage door, this could be your lucky day. Entries are open now for the $5,000 Garage Door Sweepstakes with Overhead Door Company of Little Rock. A winner will be chosen at random to receive $5,000 towards new garage doors and openers of their choice. Deadline to enter is the end of the month to win the $5,000 Sweepstakes with Overhead Door Company of Little Rock. Enter now at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. I want to talk to you about our used car inventory and an incredible offer we're running right now for January. Folks, we have over 750 used cars for you to select from. Wow, why so many? Because most of you don't know that we have 9 new car franchises feeding us trade-ins every single day. That means selection like you won't find anywhere else in the entire state. And what makes this really special is in January, we're going to sell every used car with a free warranty. That's right, a free warranty with every purchase. That's a huge savings and an incredible peace of mind. Also, folks, we have the software to see our competitors' pricing on like models across our market. And I personally mark down every single pre-owned unit below our competition, which means you're going to get the best price. So what do? You go to FletcherDeals.com right now. You choose the car that fits your desire. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road.
Hey, it's David Basil for Luxury Pool and Spa. Can you feel it in the air? Oh, I can. It's hot tub season, and I love my hot tub from Luxury Pool and Spa. You can too. They have Fantasy and Caldera hot tubs in stock and ready for delivery. Luxury Pool and Spa also carries Serona Spa Chemicals and Frog Systems. I use both in my hot tub. You gotta have them. Luxury Pool and Spa also has Polywood Adirondack outdoor furniture for sitting around your fire pit with family and friends. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
It's a tough time. Injured, and it was not your fault. Hurts in the pocketbook, too. Who do you turn to? Don't call a lawyer and find they're out of state or talk with someone at a call center. Call us at the Brad Hendricks Law Firm and talk to a real Arkansas lawyer directly. And remember, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. We'll work hard for you. Have for over 30 years. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. Weekdays in the Zone, where we'll break down what you should be watching and listening for on the Buzz every day during the work week. Flyway Brewing. Fresh beer starts here. Follow the migration. And the Little Rock location is now open in Breckenridge Village. Find out more about all they have to offer at flywaybrewing.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I just had to rub it out.
Hey, Wes, what are you talking about?
Moore.
All right, Christmas,
7:53.
Happy day after your birthday, Elvis.
Morning Mayhem. RJ Hawk joins us, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Thanks to Don Grisham and Drew and all the guys over there.
You know, Elvis destroyed George Strait, wasn't it?
No, he did not.
And I love George Strait, don't get me wrong.
It was a fraud.
That's two kings.
It was a fraud of a vote. It was,
wow.
You know what?
Close.
It wasn't close. There was some cheating going on.
Always some cheating going on in the voting.
Someone says from our, keep saying D3, but it's not.
Middleton Heat and Air.
Yeah, D3 Auto Sales is going to be sponsoring Joe Nichols.
How about that?
We're going to have Middleton Heat and Air sponsoring this. I want to say real quick, someone says from the 501, I'm with Justin. I grew up in Helen next door to those delusional SOB O-Piss fans. Yeah. They should be relegated to eternal loserdom where they belong. So
right.
There you go.
There's that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to Ron Humphrey.
Yeah, I'm about to turn 42, and my entire life they've sucked.
Yeah, okay.
Until Hugh Freeze went there and cheated, and they got a slap on the wrist, and then they got Lane Kiffin, and so they need to go back to the doormat of the SEC.
Who was the Ole Miss coach in Blindside?
That was Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, very good.
But by the way, Justin, did you see they just signed the number one offensive lineman in the transfer portal? The Arkansas kid.
I was going to say, who's from Arkansas?
Kyrus Kern, right?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Ron Humphrey, who's over at Middleton Heat and Air. We've known Ron forever. And my guy hit me up yesterday, so I've got to give a shout-out to Summit Utilities. My guy Steve Dobbins told me, he says, Raj, I know your furnace and I know it's gas and it's running in tip-top shape. So you are using gas in your furnace. So there's nothing nefarious or anything going on with Summit Utilities. I appreciate you guys being out there.
It sounded like that yesterday.
Well, I know I didn't. No, because I was ignorant. I was just ignorant of the facts. Absolutely. I was ignorant of the facts.
You tried to kill Summit yesterday?
No. I wasn't trying to kill. Well, my bill had gone up. It goes up exponentially every month, after no. So, but and it has just double in the last month. It was $100 more this month. So here's my deal. It wasn't you. It was me. Thank you for you people that are out there working at Summit in the building or out on the in the yard. And that's just my apologies to you.
Razorbacks play tomorrow at 5 o'clock against Auburn. We'll find out what the line is. Ilkland Sports Line tomorrow. We don't know what it is. We presume the Razorbacks will be ranked.
They're fun to watch, aren't they?
Listen, oh my gosh, right now is perfect time. You got a great weekend of NFL football. Here's one for the 501. Justin, I've got a similar story to being in a bar, but it involves my little brother. He's freshly 21 Army guy with a chip on his shoulder. You need to take him with you. He will clean out the whole bar while you sit in your section and watch. Let me tell you, that's the one thing you wish you had not done is get in a fight with somebody in a bar like a military
dude. That has military experience.
Yeah. And by the way, early in the show.
Yeah, I hope to God, like I said, I hope to God I'm never in another fight.
I'm getting too old for all that.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, we mentioned earlier, RJ, that we've been doing some Facebook Lives on the way to work, and I passed the
on the way to work.
On the way here to the station.
Oh, like in the dark?
Do you start them outside the studio?
I start them as I'm driving.
So, like, are you like saying, here are the deer that hang out in my yard?
He's not driving. He's pulled over when he's doing it.
So there's a place called EMPS. It's where they swear in all the future military recruits, and it's right around the corner. They do it every day.
Okay.
So anyway, we had Sergeant Ashley Perkins, who's been there 20 years. She goes, said, we do it. She called in. She goes, we do this every day, 20 to 40 young men and women. I see them every day. I pass by. But we're going to try to get her on the show. But I would just say, I don't know how many people know it.
Really?
Every day, been doing it there for 20 years. Every day, 20 to 40 young men and women.
So how'd you find out about it?
I pass them every day. I've known about it. But
you did a Facebook Live with them? You've known it. When you were here, you knew it.
One time I used to park over there and read the paper and had somebody, sir, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm just reading the paper or whatever. So we're going to need you to move along because we're inducting the, I guess that's the word, swearing in.
And we got to get some
military.
OCPs.
So what? Yeah.
Some OCPs.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to give a shout out to them. Hey, don't forget.
I want to know more about this Facebook Live thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So we come in. I'll tease the show and then I'll come around the corner and I'll see Roger. Then hand the hall. I'll go. We do a little communication that way.
It worked yesterday in Oakland.
We come in and tease what's happening. The show had about 15,000 views the other day.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, about 15,000 views.
I love you guys.
I know.
You're like, beep, beep, beep.
Listen, last night I'm leaving Oakland.
It means absolutely nothing. And everybody's going, what's wrong with these guys?
Josh loves it.
Josh, when they come into you, do they go beep?
Yeah, it's just the 4 hour show. 60. I'm on camera, and Baz is like, "What's 5 more minutes on camera?"
This is what 60 looks like.
I'm scared. I'm out of main line. He doesn't see me. I'm already walking down the ramp, and he goes beep beep, and I heard. Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Beep beep.
I mean,
this is what you and I have to look forward to.
That's right. Well, Josh won't let me whistle at him anymore, so
So Justin, that's right, RJ is right around the corner. Hey, don't go away. Got more coming up. Glad you're with us.
Y'all are goofballs.
Yes.
Hey, Central Arkansas, are you tired of living in pain, back pain, neck pain, headaches? The Joint Chiropractic is the answer. Open Monday through Saturday so we can fit even the busiest schedules. With convenient locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Bryant, relief is always close by. First visit is just $29, including your consultation, exam, and adjustment. And you never need an appointment.